Welcome back to another episode of Health Minds. My name is Jonathan Letts and I am your host. Today we are here with another episode of Friday Focus. If you're new to the show, Friday Focus is just our version of Mindset Talk, where we get into the mindset of nutrition, exercise, training, spirituality, finances, whatever it is that we are seeking out in life. I believe that it all comes together and we have the opportunity to build a healthy, well-rounded life. And a lot of that has to come down to our mindset and the way that we view things and the way that we show up from a mind perspective. So with that being said, our Friday episodes are focused on that aspect of our health and our fitness and our life and being able to understand what it takes to be able to be successful in all these different areas. I'm not quite there yet. I'm in the pursuit of being successful in these different areas. So I'm bringing you guys along with me and I'm trying to share with you the things that I've learned, the things that I'm learning, the things that come up in my life. And really these Friday Focus episodes have been lessons that I'm learning through books, podcasts, other people, coaching my clients, or just inner dialogue with myself. Some things that I've just come across really on a weekly basis. I try to share that with you on these Friday Focus episodes. Now, with that being said, I have decided my Friday Focus episodes, I actually want to start improving these. I want to make these better. I want to put more intentionality behind getting guests on for Mindset Talk and people who go outside of the nutrition space and people who are maybe in business or maybe they're in the psychology realm or maybe they're in some other area that's not necessarily nutrition and training, but I think will bring a lot of value to us in our health and our fitness. And overall, like I said, I think this all comes together when we understand the cohesion of our nutrition, our training, our relationships, our spirituality, our finances, all those things. When we understand that they are cohesive and they do come together and they do play a role in the success of each one, I think that we can just get a lot more out of all those different areas when we start to build those together. So with that being said, I was doing some assessing of my podcast and just looking at, you know, the episodes that were performing best, episodes that you guys seem to like the best. And the Friday Focus episodes were not that. They were not the most popular ones. They weren't the ones that everybody loved the most. That doesn't mean that they were wrong or that they were a failure or that the way that I was doing the Friday Focus episodes wasn't helping somebody, because I believe it was helping somebody. And if not, it was helping me be able to verbalize the things that I was going through. But we're gonna step it up. We're going to be getting some more guests on these Friday Focus episodes. We're going to be ramping up the quality of these conversations. I'm going to be a little bit more structured, a little bit more dialed in with points, things that I am going to sit down and map out a little bit more strictly, as with those last episodes or the last Friday Focus episodes that I've been putting out have been more focused on me just sitting down and talking and not necessarily mapping out what I was going to say. I was just feeding you thoughts and things that I was learning. So I'm excited to be able to bring a little bit more value through these Friday Focus episodes. Hopefully you enjoy that. Now, with that being said, today you are going to learn a little bit about what I believe are the mindset mistakes that people make when they are dieting and when they're just trying to pursue a healthy lifestyle and living that healthy life that we all want to ultimately be living. I think there's a lot of different mistakes people make in this realm of pursuit and just, you know, the mindset of becoming healthy and dieting is hard. It's not easy. And it's mostly hard because the reason that people get sucked into a poor mindset is that that's what they've heard from other people. That's what they hear on social media. That is what they've been taught and that's what they know. And it's hard to revert from old patterns. So we're going to talk today about some of these mindset mistakes that are holding you back from dietary success, from fat loss, and also just holding you back from success and living a healthy life. And these are things that I've made mistakes doing. These are things that I think will be helpful for you. And if you didn't listen to my past episode this past Monday, I listed out 10 mistakes that I made in my dieting or really my health and my fitness journey, whether that was training or whether that was nutrition. And I listed out 10 of those things. So go back and listen to that. This is going to be a little bit more focused on the mindset, but both of the episodes for this week are focused on mistakes and focused on things that I went through and things that I've noticed my clients have gone through and things that I've had to help my clients overcome. So you've probably dealt with these, you're probably dealing with these, or you've overcome overcome these, and hearing these might bring you some satisfaction to know that, yeah, this is something that somebody else has dealt with or that other people are dealing with as well. So we're going to get straight into this episode. I think we're already 5 minutes in here, but we're gonna try to make these Friday Focus episodes, you know, anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes long, not too long. Even if we have a guest on, we'll try to keep that to 45 minutes, unless it's somebody I just really want to talk to for a really long time. Then I'm sorry, guys, it's going to be a little bit of a longer episode. But once again, the Friday episodes are still going to be a little bit shorter than those Monday educational episodes. And if you're new, once again, these Friday episodes are more mindset. The Monday episodes are more focused on education in terms of nutrition, training, exercise, all those things that you probably came here for, specifically based off of the title or the name of the podcast. So hopefully you can go back and check out some of those episodes as well. Now, with that being said, let's get into the five mindset mistakes of dieting and healthy living. So my first mistake that I identified was something that all of us resonate with. 100%, there's not a single person listening that does not agree that this is a mistake from a mindset perspective that they have made in their dieting journey or their health and their fitness journey or just their pursuit of success in any area, right? And that is the mistake of having a short-term expectation or a short-term mindset. And really what I wrote out here was that we have to understand that this game or this journey takes time. And it is also a lifetime journey. This is not a short term, I'm trying to lose weight for summer. This isn't, I'm a short term focus on training. It's not a short term focus on becoming better with my finances. It's not a short term goal of becoming better in my relationships. These are all lifelong journeys. And specifically in dieting and healthy living, the mindset of short term expectations or the short-term mindset is the ultimate mistake you can make. Because when you do that, you can see success in the short. And we see this time and time again with different dietary strategies and different approaches is that people can get motivated. We don't have an issue with motivation. We have an issue with sustained motivation, and we have an issue with relying on motivation as our fuel source. And when we rely on motivation as our fuel source, that's where we get into trouble. And the reason that is the case is because motivation comes and goes, right? We understand this. And if we have this short-term expectation, we are also therefore relying on short-term motivation. And when that motivation wears out, that short-term results are going to go straight back to where they were. So those old habits are going to come back, the old results are going to come back, and we're going to be stuck in these old patterns. So we have to undo old patterns in order to create a new life. And specifically when we're dieting, when we're trying to achieve a healthy lifestyle, we have to first and foremost understand that when we start this journey, that it is forever. We're not stopping. The pursuit is never over. And I tell people this all the time, but it's the reality is you can only fail if you give up. The only way that you fail in this journey of health and fitness and dieting is if you give up. If you quit doing the work. Now, you can try diet after diet after diet, and maybe you're not successful right now, but you have to keep working. And ultimately, my personal belief is you need to seek out better information, better coaching, better strategies from individuals or from resources if you're not seeing success in predictable ways. Because ultimately, specifically in health and fitness and living a healthy life, there are predictable results. We should be able to predict what the results are going to be. It shouldn't be a guessing game. It shouldn't be, I'm going to diet and hopefully I'll lose 15 to 20 pounds in the next few months, or hopefully I'll lose some weight. We'll see. And one of my biggest things that I hate when people come to me and say, I'm trying, I will try that, I'm going to try. And I always try to reframe this in my client's mind and say, how about we don't try anymore? No more trying. Stop trying to diet. Stop trying to lose weight. Stop trying to get ready for summer. Stop trying to improve your habits and actually do it. And the way you do that is a plan. You do that with accountability. You do that with community. You do that with a structure to your days, to your weeks, to your months, to your life. You have to understand that this is not short term. This is long term. We're in it for the long haul. So don't make the mistake of thinking that it is short term. And before you start, or if you're in the process of it right now and you haven't done it up until this point, reset the expectation. You are never going to finish the journey of pursuing health, the journey of pursuing a healthy lifestyle. You won't always be dieting. You won't always be trying to focus on fat loss, but you will not always be focused on pursuing, these short-term results or these short-term programs. You have to look at it from a longer-term view. So that is mindset mistake number one. Now, mindset mistake number two is this right here. It is failing to be fully committed to the work. And I run across this often with clients. And frankly, the clients that don't succeed with me, this is oftentimes what they lack in their journey, and what they lack in commitment is that they're not fully committed to the work. They're committed to the results. That's what they are committed to. They're committed to what could happen. They're committed to outcomes. But what they're not committed to is an understanding of the work required to get those outcomes. And I think a lot of people have this very poor understanding that they have an all or nothing mindset. They have, I'm all in or I'm all out, right? And that's not what I'm saying we need to have. Because we are fully committed, that doesn't mean that we're all in or all out. It means that we need to understand that we are all in on changing and that we're all in on what's required. So if there's things that are required of you, then you have to be willing to do those. It's not just a matter of completely shifting everything in your life all at once and going all in or all out, right? That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you have to understand what's required and what you need to do. And you have to be fully committed to actually doing those over the duration of time. And like I said, I failed in this myself, but I've run across this a ton with clients, is that people say they want results. They'll come to me and they'll say, I really want to lose this much weight. And then I give them a plan and they'll say, I really don't want to track my food. I can't get my steps in. I really can't go to the gym that often because I have to go to the bar or something, right? Like, there's all these excuses. And the reality is, if you want the results, you have to be fully committed to the work that is required to attain those results. So, it's unfortunate that's the case. And I get on calls with people all the time who will schedule a call with me, book a call, and answer all the questions I have them asked, or all the questions that I ask them, and they'll say, I'm fully committed. I'm ready for 6 months of work. I'm ready to lose weight and this. And then we get on a call and I talk to them about what we're going to do and what's required. And then they end up not committing. And I've had that happen often, or I've had people commit. And then after a few weeks of not communicating with me at all, they quit. And it's unfortunate, but those people are the people that lack the ability to fully commit to the work. When the work shows up, they run. The people that succeed, when the work shows up, they sit down, they put their headphones on, and they get to work, right? Like, the thing that I think about in my head is just the easy example of a business owner who's just starting up his business, and he's doing all these boring things, and he has to, create a website, and he has to create an LLC, and he has to do all these different things, right? And the reality is, if he avoided all of that, none of the outcomes or the results that he wants or she wants could be attained. But that work is easy to avoid. It's easy to say, man, this is boring. I don't want to do it. Or, man, I really just don't want to do this because this is, it's not fun. It's not exciting. It's not cool. It's not flashy. But the person that succeeds is the one who's fully committed to doing what is required. So that is a big mistake, is failing to be fully committed. So hopefully that makes sense to you and you resonate with that a little bit. If you're the person who is not, who hasn't been fully committed, you need to realign your expectations of what it is going to take for you to get results, and realign your commitment with those expectations and with the reality of what is required of you. So you can actually get those results, because I want you to get results. So the reality is, if you want it as bad as I want it for you, you will be fully committed to the work. Now, mistake number three when it comes to mindset, dieting, and healthy living is failing to have self-accountability. And really, when I thought about this, this came up in my mind as point number three. These aren't in specific order, but this one really encompasses all of these five mistakes. And failing to have self-accountability is lacking this. You are lacking the ability to say that I am responsible for everything. I am responsible for my results. The person who doesn't do that offloads their lack of success on other people. They offload their lack of success on circumstances, on excuses, on this, on that, on whatever it is, their kids, their work, whatever it may be. The person who doesn't get results and doesn't achieve that healthy lifestyle is just an excuse maker. They're a person who doesn't take self-accountability to the fullest, and they fail to have that full self-accountability in every single aspect of their life. And it's unfortunate that some people can't get a grasp on this and can't understand this requirement. And I get it. It's really stinking hard to be the person, who takes all the accountability, but it will shift your life if you do it. Because when you take full responsibility and full self-accountability in everything, no matter what happens, and I'm not saying you get abused as a kid and this has caused trauma, yada, 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 and you just say, you know what, it was my fault. It wasn't your fault, right? But what you can do is shift the mindset from, it wasn't my fault, but it is my responsibility and I'm making myself accountable to change that. So you have the ability and the ability from a perspective of self-accountability to just take responsibility for whatever comes your way. And it makes life easier, because what happens when you don't offload your lack of results or your lack of success on other people or circumstances or whatever excuse it is that you gain the control. You gain the ability to make decisions. You gain the ability to make sure that results take place. And we, as humans, we love control, but what people don't love is when the control results in it's my responsibility whether I succeed or fail. We love responsibility when it is opportunity to succeed, but we don't love it when that other side comes. So you have to be understanding that with self accountability comes the opportunity that you could fail or you could succeed. And either way, you're going to learn, right? But at the same point in time, you have to take that full self accountability and understand that if you want to be successful in this health game long term, you have to have that self-accountability. Now, point number four is the mistake that people make of expecting others to support you or relying on other people to keep you going. And this kind of results back to that third point, but the reality is that others generally are going to reflect their insecurities on you. So if you're chasing after weight loss, if you're chasing after a healthy lifestyle, if you're chasing after something, they're going to reflect that lack of action and their insecurity onto you. They're not going to support you always. They're not always going to say, yeah, I'm proud of you of what you're doing. Keep doing it, even though I'm not doing it with you. The reality is the people that are proud of you are the people that are alongside of you growing with you, the people that are struggling with you, but they're still in the pursuit. People love to reflect their insecurities. So you can't expect to rely on the people around you to support you all the time. And you definitely cannot rely on others to keep you going. And I tell clients this often. They'll say, I just need accountability. I just need you for a short period of time to get results. And I always say, you know, what's going to happen when you're done working with me, right? Because if we rely on somebody else, me in that case, to keep them going, to keep them accountable, to be the person that slaps a donut out of their hand or be the person that makes them show up for their workout. What are you going to do when you don't work with me? At that point, what are you going to do? Hopefully you carry on the habits and the actions and the things that I teach you, but what are you going to do when you don't have somebody telling you what to do or a check-in every single week? That's the reality, is that relying on others as your source of motivation is bound to fail. And it just reverts back to the self-accountability, is that you can't rely on anything outside of yourself. You have to take it onto yourself. When you take it onto yourself, you take responsibility and you take control of the situation. Therefore, you have the ability to change actions and to result in the outcomes that you want. So you cannot expect others to support you all the way along the journey, and you cannot rely on other people for the accountability that is going to be necessary for you to stick with the things that you need to do. You need to rely on habits. You need to rely on planning. You need to rely on action, and you need to rely on your past experience and your past ability to do the work. Now, the fifth and final mindset mistake that people make is that they rely on the right time or the right circumstances in order to stick to their goals and actions or to start doing something. People love to say it's not the right time. People love to say that things aren't just right now. There's too many things going on. But the reality is, and you've probably heard me say it 1,000 times, there's always going to be things going on. It's never going to be the right time. It's always going to be hard. You're always going to have some obstacles to overcome. So it's a really slippery road when you start to say these things like it's not the right time or the circumstances aren't right. I'll start when things look better, when the time is right. It's a very slippery road because if you're constantly relying on things outside of your control, you're always going to fall short as a result of circumstances, as a result of whatever is going on. And once again, it reverts back to self-accountability and self-responsibility. There's nothing you can do about circumstances. There's nothing you can do about time. You can work on trying to change those through your actions, but ultimately it reverts back to you and your ability to work despite the circumstances, despite the actions. And I brought this up on the podcast with Nick Carrier, but one of the things I'm really working on right now is needing as little amount of outside or environmental needs for me to be successful in work and in my fitness. And what I mean by that is, for example, I'm sitting here in my living room and I want to be able to sit down here and do work no matter what's going on around me. Maybe I hear a ton of construction outside. Who cares? Hopefully I can just sit down and get to work. It's hard to do at times because my brain wants to run. And I've often caught myself saying I have like some mild case of ADHD where I have to like face a wall or something where I'm sitting in a coffee shop because I constantly want to look up, which is true. I do want to do that. But I need to stop leaning or succumbing to the reality or the lack of reality, better said, that I have to look up because somebody is moving in front of me. I need to stop having limiting things in front of me. I need to stop having barriers. That's the point. And something that you can work on doing in your journey is just eliminating excuses and eliminating barriers to you being successful. Any type of circumstantial barrier, any type of environmental barrier, any type of excuse that you can make that is out of your control, but you could be successful despite it if you just did the work. That is something that you can work on overcoming. And personally for me, there's a lot of different things that I'm working on in that. But my ultimate goal is just to be able to do the work despite whatever is going on. I want zero things to be the reason that I don't succeed. I want it to all fall back on me because when it's all on me, then it's all on my responsibility and my ability to get the work done. I have the power at that point. So place the power in your hands by taking self accountability. If I can stress one thing to you on these five mistakes, is that you're in control. Stop telling lies. Don't tell lies about yourself or about the circumstances or the time in life or whatever it is. There's no reason that you can't succeed. The only reason that you're not going to succeed is your lack of ability to be honest and truthful with yourself and do the work that's required. So hopefully that makes sense to you guys. Hopefully you got maybe a little motivated off of this on a Friday morning or whenever you're listening to it. But this is something that is near and dear to my heart because I know that these things change lives. They change my life, the pursuits that I'm going after, the things that I'm aiming towards. And when you get these mindset mistakes out of the way and you overcome them and you clarify what you need to be doing from a mindset perspective in order to succeed, you will succeed at some point in time. So keep putting in the work. And as always, make sure to wake up grateful, count your blessings, spread some love. See you next time.